Well, folks, we've come to the wines that are very close to Dr. Vino's heart, and Zinfandel is a word that I love, and the wines from this region, Sonoma County, really has some individual vineyards that are just special, and maybe even older than me. We're at Russian River Vineyards, and we have two bottles of Zinfandel in front of us. Giovanni's sitting here with me, and he's the owner and the winemaker, and you're very excited about this property, and I can see why. A great restaurant, some great wines coming out of here, and let's talk Zinfandel. You talk and I'll drink.
There, we can do that. I'll drink with you, though. So I've got two different vineyards, two different style Zins. People like to say Russian River Valley is Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, but there's also a big, big presence of
secrets here. These are very old vineyards, most of them.
Yes, these are extremely old vineyards, and it's Zinfandel. I know the Martinelli's been growing Zinfandel in Russian River Valley forever. I've got two different ones. They both come from the valley. One comes from about 2 miles just north of the vineyard. It's from a mom-and-pop wine grower. Their names are Irv and Vera Sack. Planted the vineyard in 1995, so relatively young, but we're going on 20 years old. Get a beautiful crop out of it, very even. It's about a three-acre site, looking at about 2 tons per acre. We just get this wonderful characteristic that's very different in the Russian River Valley than Dry Creek. It's a lot more fruit-forward. Almost as if you were having toast for breakfast and you open a jar of blackberry preserves and you smell that jam. That's what these wines smell like from the Russian River Valley. It's a lot more on that fruit side, dark crushed fruit, and a little bit of pepper, not the big pepper notes that you get from Dry Creek.
I find that to be very attractive when it comes to food. The wines are not overpowering and usually aren't too much alcohol in them. And that can be the only drawback to Zinfandel. Although there are very few Zinfandels I've had that I've complained about the alcohol.
Alcohol does creep up on some Zins because they really just get really ripe. We maintain our alcohols to about 14.5% on all of our wines. The two Zins that I'm talking about, one's the Sack Vineyard. The other one is our Chester Zin. Chester's our winery dog. It comes from the Landy Vineyard up Sweetwater Springs Road. Gorgeous vineyard, gorgeous site. The label itself has a picture of our winery dog. So when you visit the winery, you can see Chester and his face on the bottle of his Zinfandel. Yeah, he's our ambassador to the winery. He leads everybody in and he joins you on the patio when you're dining for lunch. But a real playful Zin, again, fruit forward. A little bit sweet. I'd say it's off dry for a Zinfandel. There's a little bit of sweetness to it, but it's a wine that we made, again, with that playful sense in mind, and a wine for everybody, for all types of people from the East Coast to the West Coast. That a lot of the East Coast wine drinkers like a little bit of sweetness in their wine, kind of target everybody.
Well, I think we've got it all covered here, and Chef just brought two dishes to the table to go with these, and I have another dish in mind, so let's get started here. Giovanni, you start with that dish, I'll start with this, and it's time for some great Zinfandel here at Russian River Vineyard. All right, pass me that dish.
Cheers, you got it.
Well, folks, we have enjoyed yet another course here at Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I don't know what is more famous, the inn or the restaurant. I think it's just a great combination sitting here, and we are out in the Russian River area. Tell folks about that a little bit. This is probably your homeland.
It's a hidden gem in Sonoma County. Everyone wants to go visit Santa Rosa or Sonoma, and they forget about the Russian River and the beautiful little city of Guerneville.
This time of the year, there's a little rain coming down out, and I love this time of year. You can get into the tasting rooms, and you might even be able to get a reservation in here for a couple of nights. This is a very hard spot to get into. Once you do, you'll keep coming back.
Absolutely. And later in the summer and the fall, reservations are definitely recommended.
We have enjoyed a night here already. We're on our second night. Tell us about this. I had this for dinner last night. This is one of my favorites.
It's definitely the flagship dish of the restaurant. It's a cocoa nib crusted rack of California lamb. Just take some cocoa nibs and grind them up, slather it on top of a lamb rack, and just roast it away to perfection. And we serve it with a sherry braised chorizo sauce, which complements the sweet bitterness of the chocolate perfectly.
Wow, it sounds as good as it looks and smells, and that all gets together, and your senses are on fire here, and these beautiful wines from the Russian River go perfectly with it. We have a number of them on the table, and I can't decide if I like the Zin, the Pinot, or the Syrah, so I'm going to have all three.
That sounds good. Maybe I'll join you in all three.
And, Chef, you've been here for a while, and this must be a great place to come to work. I can see that everybody's just having a great time putting out an amazing product.
You know, everything goes like clockwork.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy yet another wine and yet another course. We'll tell you about the wine right now on Have Wine, We'll Travel.